Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America! Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast on my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping out in the coronavirus effort too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, I want to thank you for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers and our bulk mail haulers, Felix and the gang, running the mail from the bulk mail center to the post offices. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. And we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us from California, we have the one and only Professor of Politics, Kyle Warren.
Nice, thank you, Captain. Hello, everybody.
Yes, and they're in a good mood tonight. They're in a good mood tonight. Opening day of baseball yesterday, Tropicana Field, and the Tampa Bay Rays won 2-1. There you go.
Wow.
They won 2-1. It was one of those traditional famous Rays come from behind wins. They were up 1-0. Then it was 1-1, and then they won going away in the ninth inning, 2-1. And another one of those games that we're used to here in Tampa.
Wow. Well, that's pretty exciting in the ninth inning.
And of course, they play indoors, and it was air conditioned comfort. Now, we might hear from Jeff in Sarasota because he went to the game. I had a chance to go, but I really couldn't get out of what I was doing, so that took care of that. But I am gonna try to catch one game in the 7-game series when they're home here. Pick one and go to one. You know how that works, right?
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because you are an Angels guy.
Well, that's right. Yeah, our Angels, they had their opener on Thursday night. They played again tonight, but unfortunately lost to the Houston Astros.
Now, are you and your daughter going to be out there in the field with the flag again like you've done?
Maybe in the future. Well, we didn't have a chance to do it because of other commitments at the opener. But, yeah, I think later in the season they'll do it a few more times. And, yeah, we'd love to get out there and do that.
Sure, sure. All right, are you ready to say the pledge, my friend?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag.
To the flag
of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And of course we emphasize those two words, under God, because they very much play a great part in everything that founded this country to begin with many years ago. Now, Kyle, we had another horrible, horrible missile strike yesterday on a railroad station. This time the railroad station was in the Ukraine. I'm trying to figure out exactly where this place was, where it was at. Did you see?
Yes. Well, it's called, I know that it's in eastern Ukraine. It's a station in a place called Kramatorsk.
Yeah, see, I couldn't pronounce the word. I was trying to find it. But I want to just to listen, folks, listen to about 30 seconds of the report of what happened, and then we'll talk about it.
The president said the attack on the train station is yet another horrific atrocity committed by Russia, striking civilians who are trying to evacuate and reach safety. He said the United States will continue to provide security assistance and weapons to help Ukrainians defend their country. And Mr. Biden said the U.S. and its partners will support efforts to investigate this attack, to document Russia's actions, and hold them accountable.
Now, this has in turn brought about a serious response now from NATO. They have decided to send some heavy weapons, and I do mean heavy weapons, to the Ukraine. Now, this is game-changing, Kyle, because wait till you hear what some of this stuff is. First of all, a missile defense and offensive system similar to Patriot batteries, only this is the Russian 300 system that they have, which is offensive primarily, and it can be fired into Russian territory or wherever they're coming out of, 50 miles away. It has a 50-mile range, so it sounds like they're going to put them over the border. But then Poland stepped up big time. T-72 tanks. They're sending dozens of the big T-72 tanks. That's going to be major. And Australia has already committed 20 of their version of our MRAP called the Bushmaster to the Ukraine. Those are the, they're not totally bomb-proof, but those are the bomb-proof vehicles that the units ride around in like a squad. And then right. They attack their targets from there. So this is a big-time game-changer.
Well, it certainly is, Captain, and can you imagine in the hands of the experienced Ukrainian forces that they'll be very, very effective, no doubt about it. And they've shown what they can do without a lot of this kind of heavy equipment, or at least the abundance of it, and now this, as you said, could really be a game changer.
Well, I've not heard anything about aircraft yet, but somebody needs to send them some aircraft. I don't care if it's helicopters or what it is. I know they got the drones. We know that. But the drones don't take care of everything. And they're not able to work in certain circumstances, because if you get up in the air on a cloudy day, you can't see what's going on down below unless you're flying literally at treetop level. If you do that, then you're exposing yourself. Okay, well, hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
Let's celebrate. Hey, get Obama fall.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. I will take it right away, and I'll remind everybody that this portion of the program, the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, is being brought to you by our friends at MyPillow.com. Yep, that's Mike Lindell and company, MyPillow.com. Now, I want you to go over there and check it out at your convenience, and go look at the Radio Listener Specials page. I'm telling you, when you get on that page off the main site, MyPillow.com, you're just going to be amazed at what you see. There's about 150 items there that are marked down at insanely, just absolutely insanely low prices. And you'll see discounts of 50%, 67%, 75%, a whole bunch of BOGOs, buy one, get one, buy one, get a free gift, all sorts of things in there. Now, all you got to do when you get over there and you see something you like, you use the promo code CAPTAIN, the promo code CAPTAIN, and that'll get you the price. Now, if you want to talk to a person on a phone, you can do that by calling them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. So let's back up. MyPillow.com is a website. When you get on the website, go to the Radio Listener Specials page, which is down the website a little bit. You'll see it. You double-click on that little door that's right there, and in you go. Enter the promo code CAPTAIN for whatever you see that's there. You'll get the price, the reduced prices, and the phone number, if you want to call them, is 800-641-5459. And, Kyle, you've actually used that portal, right?
Well, that's right. Yeah, the MyPillow portal, it's really easy to use. And basically, you go in there, you go to the radio listener specials page, you find out what you want, and there's going to be a lot of stuff you're going to want. So I'm just warning you, there's going to be a lot of stuff you're going to want to get. And then when you go to checkout, you just put in the promo code CAPTAIN. You see those savings immediately appear, and you go from there.
Yeah. Now, I want to talk a little bit about Slovakia, who has provided Ukraine with the air defense system, the S-300, which is very up to snuff. And something that will definitely make an equalizer to the Russian Air Force and what they've been doing in Ukraine. Now, Russia's already come out and said they're going to attack Slovakia's S-300 missile supplies that they're shipping to the Ukraine, either whether or not they can find it being convoyed or on a train or wherever it is going that way. They said they're going to target it and try to get rid of it. Now, the reason is because of the Russians. Wait till you hear this. The S-300 system is a potential game changer, as the Russian Air Force has shown itself to be monumentally inept at tracking or attacking surface-to-air missile sites. And the range of the system allows targets to be engaged shortly after takeoff from their bases in Belarus and Russia. They can be up to 50 miles away and hit what they're aiming at.
Well, that's right. And, you know, Captain, we've seen almost across the board a lot of problems with the Russian Army and now, of course, the Russian Air Force. And, again, the experienced Ukrainians, if they get these kinds of weapon systems that are incredibly sophisticated, I think it really will be a very, very difficult situation for the Russian Air Force. It could turn the tide, at least of the air war in Ukraine.
Well, we're into day number 45 right now, something that nobody thought we would see, myself included. And NATO has now taken the position that with the right equipment, Ukraine can defend themselves and they can drive the Russians out of their country. And I believe they can, and I believe that's an accurate statement.
Well, right. And just as we've talked about on the program since the beginning, as we began to see how good the Ukrainians were doing, relatively speaking, of course, against the more numerous Russian army. And that is the idea of what FDR talked about so many years ago, the arsenal of democracy. We have to arm them. We have to support them. And this is the world kicking in. It's not just the United States, as we're talking about. It's the world kicking in, and it's really making a stand and hopefully giving the message that the free world's not going to stand for this kind of stuff, no matter who does it.
And, folks, I want you to think about something. Based on what we've seen the Ukraine doing with what they've got, what they've been working with, if they have more parity with the Russians, I believe they're going to defeat the Russians, or at the very least, they're going to push the Russians out, because the Russians lack the wherewithal and the guts and the gumption to get up and do what needs to be done. The Ukrainians are defending their country. The Russians are invading their country. There's a big difference there when it comes to esprit de corps.
Well, that's exactly right. Yeah, there's nothing that, you know, like defending your own homeland, your own freedom. This is an aggression. And, of course, we also know about the conscripts. We know that the Russian army is not exactly motivated, per se. We have a lot of reports of them actually, you know, wanting to give up in many cases. They don't want to prosecute this war. There's a lot of things happening back home for Putin. He is not... not in a great position to really see this kind of thing through.
And some of the replacements that are being sent in there now are actually teenagers.
Right. And once again, they really lack experience. They, they're incredibly green. And I think it shows more of the obsession that Putin has. And for whatever reason, Captain, you know, we keep getting these reports. We don't know how accurate they are about perhaps his health or the outlook for his health. And he's making decisions. It would appear that are based on this idea. I've got to do something now. I've got to be Vlad the Great. I may go out in a blaze of glory, but I'm doing this. You know, come hell or high water, and that's a very dangerous thing.
Now I'm going to move around a little bit here. I'm going to get off the subject of Ukraine for a little bit. The liberal newsrooms now, Kyle, around the country are very worried about the upcoming bloodbath for the Democrats in the midterms, and they're starting to say things about it. They're calling it, one group yesterday on MSNBC called it the end of our country.
Well, it does show quite how desperate they really, really are. They see the handwriting on the wall.
Yeah, but the end of our country?
Well, of course, yeah. Well,
the end of our country is MSNBC, in my opinion.
Well, that's their outlook. Their outlook is if it's not to their mind a liberal paradise in that sense, then somehow it's not the United States. And quite frankly, it just creates more division. If Joe Biden was elected president, then they'd say, look, the country wants this. But if the country goes and votes out the Democrats in terms of who controls the House and the Senate this November, they'll say that's the end of our country. It's not. This is what the American people want. So unless it jibes with their particular worldview and how they believe that they should how you should be literally ruled over, then yeah, they'll say statements like that.
Well, I can remember back in the day when both MSNBC and CNN were far, far, far different and more to the right than they were the left.
Well, and this is where a lot of this opinion journalism and so forth, this is the direction that's gone. And you can see that it's not substantive, really, any longer at all. And this is one of the reasons, I think, why MSNBC is doing so poorly.
Okay, now, I have intentionally stayed away from the Oscars and not said anything because I really didn't care, right?
Right.
Now there's a story that I'm going to mention once. Will Smith, the Oscar committee, whatever they call themselves, now has banned Will Smith from having anything to do with the Academy and the awards ceremony coming to it for 10 years. Now, they made a statement.
Yeah.
They made a statement, and here's the statement they made. The 94th Oscars were meant to be a celebration to the many individuals in our community who did incredible work the past year. However, those moments were overshadowed by the unacceptable and harmful behavior we saw Mr. Smith exhibit on stage. That's what they said. Oh, they call themselves the Board of Governors. They said that in a letter. And then they said, he is therefore barred and banned from attending any of our events, including our award ceremonies, for the next 10 years.
Yeah, this is really quite a fall from grace and from the dizzy heights. Will Smith, probably one of the most well-known, loved movie stars that we've had in maybe a generation. And all in one night, Captain, he's set to win the best actor Oscar. And then this happens. And it's literally, and you'll see, it will ruin his career for the foreseeable future. He's already lost other contracts. People are pulling out of projects because he's become radioactive. And to have all that happen all in one night is really something.
He is going to be the one exception to the rule that because they won an Oscar doesn't benefit financially immensely over it. All right, hold on there, Kyle. Okay, folks, we're coming back with more. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch rolling along on a weekend edition.
This is Real Radio for Real American Patriots in the Overnight. Always live, conservative, a Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House claims a nationwide gas tax holiday remains on the table.
We've seen a number of states do that, and you know, it can have an impact, about 18 cents, I believe, if I remember correctly, one of the reasons why we're considering it.
During a press briefing on Friday, Press Secretary Jen Psaki noting a number of states have done it in an effort to give consumers a break from soaring gas prices. The White House is under growing pressure to do something to get prices down. The downside of a gas tax holiday involves taking money away from planned federal highway projects. The trial of four men charged with plotting to kidnap and kill Michigan's governor is ending in not guilty verdicts and a mistrial. The jury found two men not guilty and could not reach a verdict with two others, resulting in a mistrial. You're listening to USA Radio News.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
We are going to do it, and let me remind you that on the weekends, on Sunday afternoons, Frank Salvato puts out a weekend review from his underground.com website. And you can go over there and read a half dozen or so stories that he's either written about or that we've talked about here on my section of the show with him on Mondays or Fridays. And you're going to love what you see and love what you hear. So go over there and check that out. UndergroundUSA.com. Just like Kyle Warren is, the KyleWarrenShow.com. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a product that I personally have been taking for over 7 years, and the reason I endorse it and the reason I talk about it is simple. It works. It works. Now, with the problem that I've got, it's part of my integrated daily health plan. I take it when I get up, wake up, and I start out with a packet to see where I'm going to go. Now, tonight, I had to take another packet around midnight, and the reason I had to do that was my back started to hurt, my leg started to hurt, my hip and my knee started to hurt because of my foot was doing its thing again. And all of a sudden, maybe 20 minutes later, it all stopped. It all stopped. And that was because of the Relief Factor that I took. It was working. And the reason it works is because of the ingredients. Turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which takes care of its your body's response to inflammation and swelling. It lowers or eliminates the pain by going straight to the source. Now, notice I said my back hurt, my hip hurt, my knee hurt, and my foot hurt. And I took an extra packet, and it all stopped. All of it. It all stopped. That's what's so amazing about this product. I don't know how it does it, but it does it. Now, it's 100% drug-free. It also is 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins, which are good for you. It's like taking a super-duper vitamin pill. And if you feel better, you can move around a little bit. You're going to do a little bit more, hopefully. But anyway, it all starts with $19.95. For the three-week quick start, $19.95 for the three-week quick start, you get that by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. And when you go over there, there's no club to join. There's no heavy-duty pressure to, you know, get this plan, get that plan, none of that nonsense. You get the product, you buzz in, you buzz out. And if you want to get some of the other health stuff they got there, that's up to you. But the main thing is relieffactor.com/captain, because all you have to lose is pain. Right, Kyle?
That's exactly right.
Okay. Now, in the ha-ha-ha department, as a matter of fact, let me get the laughing man ready to go here. In the ha-ha-ha department, he who has the last laugh laughs best, right?
That's right.
Governor Greg Abbott made good on his pledge to bus illegal immigrants to Biden's doorstep in Washington, D.C. I love it. All right. Thank you very much, laughing man. Okay. But how about that?
Well, you're right. I would wonder, Captain, is President Biden going to go out to the South Lawn of the White House and say, "Welcome to Washington, D.C.?
I wouldn't be surprised.
We've been expecting you.
Yes.
I don't think he's going to do that. This is definitely, they'll try to portray it as a stunt in that sense, but what that stunt does is it points up the idea that there are people that are coming in this country illegally, and they're being put in different places in the country by the federal government, even.
I can hear it now. We'll have three hops and a cot for you down by the Potomac River.
Maybe so. Or they'll try to avoid this, at all costs because the optics are bad.
Well, but they better change the law then, because the states are allowed to send these people wherever they want, including back to their home countries.
Exactly. The Biden administration has created this huge problem, and as opposed to regulating immigration and trying to get a hold on it, then what they've done is they've shown that it's just a free for all, and Americans don't like that.
All right. Now, if you followed the saga of the supposed plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, and I use that word again, supposed plot. You've been privy to a variety of twists and turns over the last year or so. Those include the high probability that the FBI orchestrated the entire thing to entrap people and reinforce a political narrative, i.e. that the right is a domestic terrorist threat to Democrats. Now, that fit right into what was being pushed prior to the 2020 election. Sure enough, several different pieces of evidence emerged showing that FBI agents, including one who ended up being arrested for physically abusing his wife, were central in organizing and goading the vulnerable, disturbed men to go out and go along with the plot. Now, why did that happen, Kyle?
Why is that?
They were playing politics. They were trying to make it look again like Trump and his followers were nuts.
Well, that's certainly
no doubt about it. There's no doubt about it.
Well, but we also have some other disturbing stories about when it comes to FBI agents essentially the U.S. government trying to get people into these kinds of things, and then they arrest them. And so I think the question becomes, would they have been doing these things if there wasn't some agent sort of helping them along with the whole thing? And that's a good question.
I will agree with you, and I will finish the subject this way. To me, again, it sure feels like politics was at the center of everything, and now we've got the verdicts in the trial of two of the men charged over the old deal. They were let off. They were found not guilty, and they represent a massive blow to the FBI's credibility. Now, can they charge them again and do it all over again? Sure. But I don't know. This shows the FBI was up to their eyeballs in this this huge mess that happened with Whitmer. And I thought this thing smelled to begin with when I first heard about it.
Well, right. And, of course, you know, but generally speaking, too, any kind of plot that would try to kidnap a governor and this kind of thing, that's completely out of kilter. And I remember at the time, obviously, nobody wants this kind of thing to happen. But I think you're right. I think it goes to try to create a narrative to sort of pin it on a particular political party or people who voted for a certain president or whatever in order to create more division and more mistrust.
Well, we talked about it at the time very, very sensibly, you and I, as well as my other guests. And we told the people, hey, don't buy the lie just yet. Keep your eyes and your ears open because something doesn't smell right here. We told everybody that.
Well, right. And that's because you always have to get through the investigation. That's why we have a legal system, so that you can find out what happened. The truth will come out and the facts will come out. It's a lot of people who, and see, they want you to jump to some kind of conclusion about things because that buttresses their political agenda, basically. But, we always want to make sure that we wait for the investigation to be done. Then we know.
Now, moving along, white men will be in the minority. This is what some of the liberal newsrooms are saying as they bash the GOP in celebration of Justice Jackson's confirmation by the Senate. That may or may not be the case. We'll see. But her number, because of the fact that she's just replacing another Democrat, not adding to the numbers, it doesn't mean much.
Well, this is very disturbing, Captain. And, would these newsrooms or the folks in these newsrooms, would they want people to believe somehow that depending on your race or color or ethnicity, then you think a different way or you're going to act a different way or you're going to only do this or you're going to only do that? I thought, Captain, that's the definition of racism. You know, we have to look at legal conclusions that any justice would come to, regardless of the color of their skin. My goodness gracious me, isn't that what Martin Luther King Jr. was fighting for and what he died for, so that we would judge people on what they did and not what they look like? This is horrendous. We shouldn't be peddling racism like this. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, absolutely, positively. Now, while the border crisis remains unchecked, Biden's Department of Homeland Secretary, Mr. Mayorkas, says that white supremacists pass the most prominent threat to the U.S. homeland.
That's just not true.
Yeah, to be continued. We'll start with that at the top of the hour. All right, folks, we're coming back with more here at Captain's America Third Watch as we truck on into, how do you like that one, as we truck on into the truckers segment. The Truckers Highway Byway segment, take a look at the roads. It's really cold in the north of me tonight. It's going to get a little chilly here, but not like what's up along I-20 and I-40. But we'll see you when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding.
Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Got a little boom in my big truck, gonna open up the doors and turn it up, gonna stomp my boots in the Georgia mud, gonna watch you make me fall in love. Get up on the hood of my daddy's tractor, up on the toolbox, it don't matter, down on the tailgate, girl, I can't wait to watch you do your thing. Shake it for the young bucks sitting in the honky-tonks, for the rednecks rocking till the break of dawn, the DJ's singing that country song, come on, come on, come on. Shake it for the birds, shake it for the bees, shake it for the catfish swimming down deep in the creek. For the crickets and the critters and the squirrels, shake it to the moon, shake it for me, girl. Oh, country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me. Country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me. Somebody sweet little farmer's child, they got a little blood to get a little wild. Ponytail and a pretty smile, rope me in for my country mile. So come on over here, get in my arms, spin me around this big old barn, tangle me up like grandma's yarn. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Shake it for the young bucks sitting in the honky tonks, for the rednecks rocking till the break of dawn, for the DJ spinning that country song. Come on, come on, come on. Shake it for the birds, shake it for the bees, shake it for the catfish swimming down deep in the creek, for the crickets and the critters and the squirrels. Shake it to the moon, shake it for me, girl. Country girl, shake it.
Friday. It is Luke Bryan, and that's called Country Girl, Shake It For Me. You know, Kyle, that's just got one of those songs you just want to just keep on playing and playing.
Yeah, no, it's got a great chorus and great changes there. It's it's addictive, yeah.
And the video's not bad either.
That's right.
All right. Well, oh, boy, listen to me. No, there's, and I'm not sure, but I think those are cheerleaders that are in that. The Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders trying out, and I think that's what that's all about. But anyway, let's get to the weather here. The most hazardous weather this weekend will be the start of a several-day period with some very dry conditions out in the southern high plains from gusty winds and dry weather. But in the east, it's going to be cold, chilly, below normal temperatures, scattered rain and snow showers, and breezy conditions. And finally, a strong front will continue to pass through the northwest into the inner mountain west, bringing snow where it is snowing right now, Washington State, down to Oregon, from Snoqualmie all the way down to Fort Hood, looks like right here. So we got cold temperatures coming. If you're anywhere along, oh, let's see here, I-70, I-40, I-30, you're going to have temperatures that are going to be a bit cool for you. So if you're up there running around in shorts, don't think so. Don't think so. The weather's been nice, but not this weekend. Okay, Kyle, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, we're tracking a winter weather advisory tonight outside of Seattle, running down central Washington, down through Oregon as well, and just a little bit east of Portland as we are looking through this weekend. We've got another issue, of course, coming up in northern Nevada, parts of northern California. This would include Donner Pass, and that is we're looking for a return of winter weather by the end of the weekend into Monday. Looks like you get a lot of snow coming through, a lot of rain and so forth. So it's going to change from where it is now in terms of some of the high temperatures we've been seeing in that region. We do have wind advisories in northern California. We also have high wind watches and advisories out in the high California desert. So this means if you're traveling up Interstate 15 as we go through the next day or so, be careful of the high winds as you're heading out towards Las Vegas or over to Kingman, Arizona. You're definitely going to get involved with that. Also, up in southern Idaho, wind advisory near Boise, Twin Falls, also up towards Rexburg. So if you're on I-84 or I-15, you're going to have that wind as well. Then right now, in terms of some of the active rain or snow, we have a little bit of rain, sleet, and snow coming out of Seattle along I-90, if you're just coming east out of Seattle. Then also, if you're in the area of Missoula, Montana, you've also got some sleet, maybe a mixture coming across the interstate there. And down near Bozeman, definitely got some rain in and around Bozeman as well right now. So be careful out there.
All right. Well, here we go, folks. Get ready to get the winter coat on. You've got a hard freeze warning on the eastern half of Kansas tonight, all the way across I-70 from about halfway across Kansas, all the way east to the Indiana line. And then across the southern part of Indiana, as well as the southern part of Ohio, you're going to have a frost warning and a frost watch in many places there. But the hardcore cold weather is going to definitely be east half of Kansas and all of, this is the first time I've seen this in a while, Kyle, all of Missouri, all of the southern half of Illinois, the northern part, northern half along 40, I-40, starting just east of Amarillo, hard freeze warning all the way across to Memphis, Tennessee. So that's going to be unusual there. And then that'll go down a little bit into the eastern third of Oklahoma and over in Arkansas. You will definitely be in it coming up by 30 when you get into Little Rock. The temperatures are going to go from a frost area to a freeze area, hard freeze. So be advised. Now, you're going to have a hard frost, but not a freeze. The western half of Tennessee, all the way over to I-75, on down into Georgia. Atlanta, coming across I-20, going up I-75. You're going to have a frost advisory there. Same for North Alabama. Same for North Mississippi. And we're going to have some snow going up 85 tonight. It looks like there's going to be some hit or miss snow going up by 85 coming out of Georgia. So be advised of that, because when you get up running the mountain trail up there, headed up towards the Carolinas, you're going to have it coming and going, jumping all the way up through there to the Virginia line. And then we've got a frost warning, a hard freeze watch. Frost warning across the central part of North Carolina. Okay, moving on down to Florida. Unsettled weather conditions right now. Definitely cold temperatures up in the Valdosta area over to Savannah. Jacksonville coming on down towards the northern part of, Pasco County. And that's in Florida, north of me. Going to have some wind along the ocean. And that's going to be pretty much in North Carolina, South Carolina, and part of Georgia down towards Savannah. It's going to get windy along the Gulf, but the temperatures are going to be cold, and the winds are going to be out of the west, northwest. That's when it just it's terrible when it gets like that, Kyle.
Exactly right, yes.
Okay, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J, what we can expect.
Well, folks, you know, the good people at Pilot and Flying J, they love truckers and they love drivers. They want you to come on in. They want you, number one, try the great coffee that they're going to have, or try the great food that they're going to have as well. But also at the same time, they want to help you save money. And you can do that by joining the Drivers Club and start to earn points on all of the things that you buy, your food, your fuel, your supplies at the Pilot or Flying J. And you can find them quite easily, by the way, folks. Simply go to PilotFlyingJ.com. That's all one word, PilotFlyingJ.com. Use the locations function to find the nearest one to you on your trek across the highways and byways, and you can stop right in, join the Drivers Club, and you can start earning those points. You can also track those points by using their My Rewards Plus app. And professional drivers, you know, you can earn up to 4 points per gallon after only 6 fills. Now try that with just 2 points with the other guys. And also, as we mentioned, the coffee, the food, all the great things and all the other amenities, by the way, especially for truckers out on the road, you'll find at the Pilot and Flying J. So don't forget, PilotFlyingJ.com. They're waiting for you.
I think that's a pretty good fried chicken when you go there, too. I've had their fried chicken. I've also had their wings, and they've got those country fried potatoes, those slices, kind of like what you used to get when you went to Kentucky Fried Chicken. Remember those potatoes?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They got those there, and it's not bad for a snack. You grab and throw them in the truck, and away you go, you know. Don't need to worry about a lot of stuff. All right, I hear the music. I'm going to put you on hold, and you and I will be back right after the top of the hour news, and your stations get a chance to identify themselves, pay some of their bills. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and it is a weekend edition you're listening to all across the country. We got more stations on the weekend than we do during the week, and that's a good thing, because this is the original version of the show when it got started years ago on the weekend. And I shall return. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warner. Stay tuned for another great...
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.